You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
Morena, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's great to speak with you today. It's been a few weeks and there's been plenty in the news cycle to talk about. I wanted to start with this bill to repeal Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. This is maybe part of the bill that people may or may not be familiar with, but it was initially designed to strengthen accountability to improve outcomes for Māori children and young people. Why is the government currently trying to pull this back? And what's the Labour Party's position on this? Are you concerned about this?
Well, these provisions in the law were introduced by the last national government. They were designed to recognise the fact that, you know, the state care system had not served Māori kids well in the past, and that actually we did need to change and we did need to do something about that. And I think the previous national government really recognised that, and so the Labour Party supported that. I mean, we had some reservations about how that was going to be implemented. So, it's not an area without controversy. But the current government, it's largely driven by ACT and New Zealand First, are seeing these provisions removed. I think it's a big step backwards. I think that the emphasis on, you know, better outcomes for Māori kids really has made a difference. And I think we should continue with that.
So the Waitangi Tribunal has put an urgent inquiry into this proposed repeal, and they've found that there have been clear breaches of the Treaty of Waitangi in this action. Also, Te Pāti Māori is very concerned about, they've been very vocal about their concerns that this was brought in during Parliament recess. Is this something that your party's particularly worried about, the timing and also that relationship to Te Tiriti?
I think what we're seeing from this government is that, you know, they're not following regular democratic processes. They're not consulting with people. They're doing things to people rather than with them. The use of the parliamentary process is tokenistic at best. They're basically pushing law changes through without really listening to anybody. They've really adopted a "we know best, we don't think we need to listen to any experts, we don't think we need to listen to members of the public." I think they're wrong on that. I think that, you know, we have a democracy doesn't just happen every 3 years. It actually happens on a day-to-day basis, and I think that they're really flouting that.
We have obviously seen a lot of discussion in the last, for a long time, but really in the last 5 years, there's been a lot of discussion about whether Oranga Tamariki is working as it should for vulnerable young people or not. There is obviously space for improvement everywhere, but is this, do you think, the right way to do it? How would your party be wanting to see, as you mentioned, some of those areas where they're letting particular groups of society down improve?
I think Oranga Tamariki is an organisation that's still in need of significant change. But under this government, I think the change that they're getting is heading in the wrong direction. So, pretending that the majority of kids who are in state care aren't Māori is just wrong. They are, and we should recognise that. Cutting the number of people who are employed by Oranga Tamariki who work with some of our most vulnerable children isn't going to help. It's going to make things worse.
Let's talk a wee bit about public sector cuts. That has been another massive ongoing story. The Ministry of Education, there's been a lot of discussion in the last couple of days about preparation for consultants to do the work of people who are currently being laid off. Is your party concerned about this? What does this actually mean?
Well, I think the Ministry of Education are being quite overt that they're going to do something that the government have said that they want to bring an end to, which is that they're laying people off and then effectively hiring those same people back as consultants to do the same work for a higher price. In opposition, National were banging on about the amount of money that government departments were spending on consultants and how outrageous it was, and now they're actually doing something that's going to result in more of it. I just think it shows that, you know, that they haven't really thought through the implications of the cuts that they're making.
There are some big changes that this government wants to do to the education system, and Luxon's saying that consultants are going to be necessary for that shaping of that change. Is that something that you see as being a valid statement or a fair statement from him?
Oh, it's just hypocritical. So if Labour engaged consultants to undertake a change process, oh, it was an outrageous waste of money, it was wasteful spending. When National does it, oh, it's very important. The reality here is, I just think you can't trust anything that Christopher Luxon says.
What do you think does need to be done for education at the moment? Because this has been a portfolio that you've held, and this is also something that was under your government quite contentious. We had a lot of strike action from teachers. There's obviously still much work to be done. Do you think we need to see a big shift in the way our education system is functioning at the moment?
We need to follow the research, things about charter schools, things about, you know, all of the distraction policy that we're seeing at the moment, banning cell phones in schools. The research is really clear. These are not the things that make the difference. The single biggest thing that makes the difference to student achievement is the quality of teaching that they're getting in school. And if we really want to shift the dial, then an intensive focus on teacher professional development, an intensive focus on getting the best teachers into the classroom that we possibly can, these are the things that are going to make the difference. The research in New Zealand and internationally is crystal clear on that. You know, we focused, for example, on developing new professional development around structured literacy. The current government have embraced that. That's great. It is good that they're saying, yep, we think that the work that's been done around structured literacy is good and we want all schools to be using it. But actually, the secret to success is going to be the quality of the professional development teachers get around that, because when you're teaching kids to read and write, there is no magical one-size-fits-all solution. It actually requires teacher judgment, and the best way to get the best teacher judgment is to invest in the teacher.
Let's talk a wee bit about AUKUS. This is bubbling away in the background as a quite an ongoing discussion for New Zealand's involvement in this military pact, potentially looking at New Zealand joining Pillar 2 of the agreement. Your government, in its last term, was looking at this as well. What is the Labour Party's position on whether or not New Zealand should be signing up for this?
We've always said that we should understand what's in Pillar 2. I think we should understand that whether we were going to join it or not. It's happening on our doorstep, so we should know what Pillar 2 involves. But based on the information that I've received to date, I can't really see any benefit to New Zealand in being part of that. You know, ultimately, it's the second pillar of a nuclear pact, and we're a non-nuclear country. When it comes to things around, you know, intelligence, around, you know, new military technology and so on, of course we should work with international partners on that, but I'm yet to be convinced that being in AUKUS is going to be in New Zealand's best interest or the only way that we could do that.
Do you think there's enough of a discussion happening around this in the public at the moment? Do you feel like the public understands what is being, I guess, proposed here?
I think, like a lot of, you know, international issues, it probably doesn't make it into the mainstream pub discussion. You know, you won't see people leaning on the pub talking about whether New Zealand should be part of AUKUS or not. I think the people who are engaged in international issues are certainly really debating it at the moment, and I think that's a healthy thing.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Chris. It's been great to speak with you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care until then.
No worries. Good to talk to you.
Kia ora. Thank you.
That was What's Up with Leader of the Opposition, Chris Hipkins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.